speaking personally, have to confess some degree of frustration with the governor's staff. Despite assurance that we would act quickly to fix this matter, ensure that it was resolved given the magnitude of the error, I thought we would be eager to work with legislators to address this problem. We have made every effort, and we have presented on a legislative basis a bipartisan bill, and yet we have received reports that it's the governor's office who's put pressure on the speaker not to bring that bill up in the House. So we invited the governor's office to be here today to testify. They declined to do so. Anyway, I guess my fear on all this, if we don't enact some of these reforms, is that we could be right back in the same boat that we were that caused the early release scandal. The problem of and there's some speculation, I guess, that maybe the governor doesn't oppose this, but the information we have is that he does. But I think that just gives the wrong impression that, hey, we're not dealing with these problems and we're hoping they'll go away. We're going to look to the future, and that's always good to look to the future, but you got to look at the past too to make those changes so that the future is better.